Country Club FM.
Bell has been rung.
And we have given away, the bell is also rung. Tim Justin of Rogers wins the Keith Urban tickets. So congratulations, yeah, Tim Justin.
Happy about that.
Of Rogers. He was down at the state hockey tournament cheering on his Rogers Royals. They couldn't quite get it done in the quarterfinals.
Is that an overtime?
That went overtime, yeah. Their goaltender, Wyatt Knott. Wyatt Knott? I don't know Wyatt Knott. Why not?
Why not?
I didn't say that in the broadcast. It would have been too silly. But here on the Bob Morning Show, we can be more silly.
I haven't seen the save, but I hear you made a dandy.
Oh, right at the horn,
yeah,
to get it into overtime. It was a savior, and they have a good team, good program. They'll probably be back, I think. There's no doubt about that. But congratulations. He wins the Keith Urban tickets.
Okay.
And again, as we mentioned before, we'll give those away now tomorrow morning, beginning with and at Fave 5 the rest of the week at the Fave 5 time of the morning.
Yep.
Which is generally 7:22 on average.
I see all lines are still ringing.
We have a winner. We have a winner.
All right.
Monday, March 10th, 69th day of the year, United States government issued its first paper money. I think it was on the Almanac a week or two ago. We talked about how the government said, yeah, all other denominations, all other paper money out there, we're going to have one official national currency. And they issued its first, the government issued its first paper money. There was paper money out there before 1862, Neil.
There was.
I'm pretty sure there was. But other people were printing it. Banks, states, territories, companies, they were printing their own money. So we said, well, we need a national currency.
Yep.
And then the United States government issued its first paper money. The denominations were $5, $10, and $20.
Officially, we had folded money.
So your $1 was still just a coin.
Right.
There was no $1 bill. The lowest denomination was a $5 bill in 1862. That was a lot of money.
Yep. Yep. When beers were a penny or a nickel, you know, for $5, that'd be a lot. A
lot of drinking going on there at the old saloon.
Yeah, the Long Branch.
1876, Alexander Graham Bell sent what was the first clear telephone message. He'd been dabbling in the whole telephone thing here for a while, electronic communication basically over wires. But this was the first clear telephone message. The first words spoken into his new invention were, quote, his assistant was Mr. Watson. So, quote, Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. I have some bad news about that mole on your shoulder.
Well, that would get his attention.
Poor Mr. Watson. Yeah. Good thing they caught it. They caught it early.
Okay.
So that was the state. Alexander Graham Bell is famous. Mr. Watson, I want to see you. And Watson was like in the same room, but still, you got to start small. It's amazing how from that 1876, it didn't take long for telephone wires and telephones to be established throughout the United States.
No,
within the decade between 1876 and 1886, they were already talking coast to coast, I think. So let's go 1893. It was a rough day. New York State University. I was in New Mexico State. You know, they're the Aggies.
Yes,
New Mexico State University down in New Mexico.
Right.
They were all scheduled to have their first graduation ceremony on this date, 1893, but they had to cancel it because their only graduate, Sam Steele, was robbed and killed the night before. That's why they had to cancel their graduation. Tragic and sad. It was very early on in the New Mexico State University history. Mm. They had just one graduate.
Right.
Either that or the courses were so hard.
They're difficult.
That only one person was graduating.
Well, they were scared to go to class, maybe.
1913, this date, William Knox rolled the first perfect 300 game in tournament competition in bowling.
That's pretty good.
300s were tough to come by back then. The lanes weren't that smooth. The balls weren't that smooth.
No.
The pins weren't uniform like they are today.
I thought Fred Flintstone had one prior to that, but maybe.
Well, no, it was ruled ineligible for the record.
Okay.
Because, you know, he had that ball that would split into two so he could pick up the 7-10.
Yes. That was That was deemed, yes.
Twinkle Toes Flintstone there. That was deemed to be an illegal equipment. So his 300 was redacted.
Scrapped.
From the record books, but 1913, and now I'm sure they get 300s all the time now. I don't watch the Pro Bowlers Tour as much since Chris Schenkel is no longer calling the action.
Correct. That's when I said I'm done.
1965, this date.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
Buck Owens released this song.
I won't be much when.
Went to number one and became the Billboard Album of the Year in 1965.
Turning mighty pale.
We officially had the Bakersfield sound.
Tiger by the tail.
And boy, did we need it.
And we
did some kind of sound in there, a little variety.
That's good.
That was in 65. 69, James Earl Ray. You know him?
Yeah.
He pleaded guilty on this date to the assassination of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. There's still people to this date that say he was not the one who did it.
Right.
That he was, like, framed. And there are other people. There was some video on YouTube here where it said, no, my dad shot Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, my.
I just don't know, but... he was sentenced to 99 years in prison. Remember, he escaped twice. Not once, but twice.
He was elusive.
And that was 1969.
They mentioned him again.
In 78. Yeah, it was a special day for him.
Yeah,
not only did he plead guilty, but he blew out some candles, I think.
Dr. David Banner, physician, sounds scientist, like TV searching for a way
yes,
to...
Yes, it is. Bill Bixby, Lou Ferrigno.
An accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his
and
body.
Mr. McGee.
And now when David
Jack
Banner
Colvin,
grows angry,
I think is his name.
A startling metamorphosis occurs.
And here's Lurch.
Well, that's
the
right.
Voiceover. And Lindsay. The Incredible Hulk. Oh, I love that show. And, you know, eventually I think Dukes of Hazzard and Incredible Hulk and Dallas were all on the same night. It was like Friday night TV on CBS on Channel 4.
You talk about must-see.
Oh, it was outstanding. So The Incredible Hulk, 1978, Bill Bixby as David Bruce Banner. That was his date in 78. 1988.
A decade ago, Andy's first three singles went all the way to number one. They were followed by three additional top 10 hits, though by 1980 his success just as quickly faded. But at his peak, no one could touch him.
With our number 5 song, Shadow Dancing, please welcome a good friend of Solid Gold's, Mr. Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb passed away on this date.
What happened? My goodness.
He was only 30.
You got me looking at that heaven in your eyes.
Certainly
I was
the Gibb sound.
I was telling you.
Yeah, he was. He was the youngest of the Gibb brothers. But heavy drug use weakened his heart. Myocarditis, I believe, is what he had.
Jeez.
And he was only 30 on this date, 1988.
Very sad.
A troubled life there. And for those of you who are fans of communism and communist Soviet, the former Soviet Union, I chose Andy Gibb's death over the death of Konstantin Chernenko. So for you communists out there, if you're upset about it, I'm sorry.
Right.
But I chose Andy Gibb over Konstantin Chernenko. Now, if it would have been Yuri Andropov or even Brezhnev, maybe.
I might have got a little more consideration.
Hey, let's remember this guy today. He also passed away. This was 10 years after Andy Gibb.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
That's a Lloyd Bridges mega mix there. He picked the wrong week
in
Airplane. He was on the, he's done a lot of things, and of course his sons have gone on to have all kinds of acting accomplishments and so forth.
Sure.
He had a wonderful cameo a couple of episodes on Seinfeld as Mr. Mandelbaum, the man who was going to train Jerry and get him into shape. Mandelbaum.
I loved him on
Sea Hunt. Sea Hunt, exactly. Yeah. That's not even listed here.
He was
Mike. Sea Hunt.
Mike, what was his last name?
His last name wasn't Hunt, though, right?
I don't think so. No.
But first name, Mike?
Yeah, it was Mike Nelson, maybe.
Mike Nelson.
And Sea Hunt.
That sounds like. So Lloyd Bridges Died at the age of 85. That was his date in 1998. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Dreams do come true. You want to do it the easy way or the hard way?
Sounds like the hard way.
Good. The hard way, huh?
It is indeed the hard way, and Chuck Norris would have it no other way.
Oh, that's good.
So, Chuck Norris, karate champion, actor, Walker, Texas Ranger, the Delta Force movies, the Missing in Action movies. You know, that little spin kick got slower and slower as he got older.
Still effective.
It was still effective, but I think as it got slower and slower, you'd be able to react to it faster than, you know. But Chuck Norris is the only one who can lead a horse to water and make it drink.
Right.
Yeah, there's all those Chuck Norris jokes. There are all kinds of them out there. He's still with us. And you know why he's still alive at 85? The Total Gym.
Yes.
Because he uses the Total Gym.
Uh-huh.
He's 85 here today. Chuck. Don't call him Charles Norris, right, Neil?
No, it's just two girls Chuck. For every
boy. One half of Jan and Dean. Dean Torrance is still with us.
Right.
Dan Barry being the other one who's no longer with us. But Dean Torrance.
Surf City,
little old lady from Pasadena. Dead Man's Curve, Neil.
Oh, love that. Very Beach Boy-ish.
I think they sing back up.
I do too. How old is Dean now?
85 for Dean Torrance here
Name
today.
Name is Chuck. Yeah. Oh boy, love this.
The man on guitar, and he gave us the sound, the arena rock sound of Boston. This guy was a genius.
He really was. This came out when I was a junior in high school, the first album, and it was a monster.
Brad Delp, of course, on the vocals here, but the man behind Boston, Tom Scholz, who was working at Kodak. And when I say genius, not just a musical genius, this guy was like a scientific genius. He was at Kodak inventing all these new photography, new kinds of photo paper and ways to take pictures and develop and cameras and all this other stuff. And he decides, I'm going to go down to my basement, see if I make some music, maybe take some of my scientific know-how.
It was quite a sound.
It was
different.
It was different. That's why it was so popular.
Right.
It was different.
Sib Hashian on drums.
Love Sib.
Yep.
That big hair?
Yeah,
big hair.
Yes.
He was Sib. So Tom Scholz here today.
How old is Tom?
He is 78 years old. Wow. 78 years old.
Miss Trammell has waived her rights to an attorney.
She's also waived her right to wear undergarments, Neil.
Miss Trammell has waived her rights to an attorney.
Yes, she...
Did I miss something?
I told him that you wouldn't want an attorney present.
No.
Why have you waived your right to an attorney, Mr. Mill?
Why did you think I wouldn't want one?
I told him you wouldn't want to hide.
I have nothing to hide.
And we will soon prove that she doesn't. She'll prove it, right?
Right on.
That's the scene from Basic Instinct. It's kind of weird there. That scene is so intense. But on one side, you got Newman from Seinfeld. He's in there. And then the guy throwing the Vaseline ball in Major League is also in that scene. Harris, the pitcher.
Sure.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, yeah.
They're both in that scene, so it's the interrogation scene from Basic Instinct. Sharon Stone is 67. Been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, she has.
Probably are familiar.
I knew my parents loved me. Stand behind me, come for me.
What time is it, Neil?
Theme time?
It is again, yes. This is the show A Different World, which was a Cosby Show spinoff.
This is, yeah, okay.
That Denise Huxtable,
yes,
was going to be the, you know, kind of the basis of the spinoff. She only lasted 1 year. I think she, what's her name? Can't remember her name, but she was the one that, who was she with? Lenny Kravitz? Didn't they have some issues? She just decided to do something else. I mean, the big star of that show was Sinbad.
Right.
Sinbad was obviously, he stole the show each and every time. But Jasmine Guy, who was on that show, she was Whitley, kind of took the lead role from Denise Huxtable.
Okay.
When she said, see you later, this isn't for me. But the Different World was on for a good 6-7 years. So Jasmine Guy, 63. Philosophy. And that was Aretha Franklin, by the way, singing the theme, if you didn't pick that up.
That's pretty good.
That rates right up with Jose Feliciano singing Chico and the Man.
It does. Know what I mean.
Edie Brickell.
That's pretty good, too.
It's been so long, the new Bohemians are no longer new. They're the middle-aged Bohemians. Edie Brickell and the new Bohemians. What I am is what I am. She's 59 today. The artist John Hamm.
Mine was my father. Taking me to the drugstore after I'd mowed the lawn and telling me I could have anything I wanted, anything at all. And there was a lot. But I picked a Hershey bar. The wrapper looked like what was inside. And as I ripped it open, my father tousled my hair, and forever, his love and the chocolate were tied together. That's the story we're going to tell.
We could use a Dom Draper.
We really could.
Bob FM. You probably never watched the show. It was on AMC. It was called Mad Men.
Yeah.
But you're familiar with it.
Oh, yeah.
And John Hamm was in it. He's currently in the new one on Paramount Plus, the new Taylor Sheridan one. Just finished the season one.
Mm-hmm.
Landman.
Oh, yeah. That's very popular.
With Billy Bob Thornton. Landman. He's in that. He's the oil tycoon in that one. John Hamm, 54. And that's why I'm a good This is Alan Thicke's son.
Oh,
Robin
Thicke. Yeah,
more of a singer than an actor, like his dad.
Right.
He never did cameo on Growing Pains, which I always thought was a bad move. This is his big hit, Blurred Lines.
Okay.
Robin Thicke, 48. You may know this voice.
Oh yeah. Very talented lady.
Winona's impressed.
Right.
Like the ACMs or something, a long time ago. Pretty good version. Carrie Underwood, American Idol.
She's a judge now on something, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think
so.
I don't know what show.
Maybe so, what American are the secrets are you hiding from me? You got a wife and kids?
No. But I'm not really 21. I'm 17.
What the? Oh my God.
Yeah, from Young Sheldon, Emily Osment. She is the sister of, you remember Haley Jo Osment?
Yeah, yeah.
I See Dead People guy?
Yes, yes.
She is, must be younger sister, Emily Osment. She's on Young Sheldon and now the new Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. She is 33. Oh, and I do the state hockey tournament because they have Young Sheldon on 45. We get a lot of Young Sheldon promos.
Nice.
And the one game, what game was it? It was the Moorhead game. The Moorhead game against, who did Moorhead play? I'm trying to remember who they played.
They played
Stillwater.
Yeah.
It was like 5-1. And if it was going to go to 6-1, I was going to go to the truck. Cue up Young Sheldon. But credit to Stillwater.
They did not.
Boy, they had different plans. They didn't want people watching Young Sheldon. No. They wanted people watching them come back and making that a game, and boy, did they ever.
It was good.
And our rapper of the day is Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, sure.
Bad Bunny, not 31. 31 today for Bad Bunny.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We're going to start with country musician. He was one half of Homer and Burns, Jethro Burns.
I believe we ought to sing, Homer.
Now.
How much is that hound dog in the winder? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winder?
A little different version.
The one with the long mangy tail.
Effective.
Although that was Patty Page endorsed.
Yeah, I'm sure she enjoyed it. And Jethro and Homer there, Jethro Burns, born on this day, 1920. We mentioned James Earl Ray, got sentenced to 99 years in prison on his birthday. He was born on this day in 1928. Another guy associated with country music as a radio and TV personality, the very well-liked Ralph Emery, 1933.
Welcome, the host of Nashville Now, Ralph Emery.
Thank you very much,
and good evening, my friends, Conway and Loretta and Randy. In the words of String Bean, who used to star at the Opry and star on Hee Haw, Lord, I feel so unnecessary.
He's quoting String Bean
right
on his show.
Right.
That was his Nashville Now.
Was it Conway, Loretta, and Randy Travis?
Randy Travis,
nice.
Yes.
That's a pretty good list.
Randy Moss, actually.
Well, it might have been Randy Owen, maybe.
Could have been.
From
Nashville
Alabama.
Network. What did he do? He did Pop Goes the Country, and every now he would show up, he'd be doing a commercial for a 5-CD set, Country from the 60s.
There you go. Country music guy, TV and radio, Ralph Emery, or Emery. Born on this day, 1933.
Emery
and Ivory. Yeah. Former college basketball coach Jimmy V, Jim Valvano, 1946.
I've got to go, and I've got one last thing. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever. I thank you, and God bless you all.
Inspirational.
Yeah, was there a more inspirational and powerful speaker and funny and emotional? He could make you laugh. He made us cry. And we followed his cancer battle till the end. And now the V Foundation has raised probably millions of dollars for cancer research in his honor. Jimmy V, Jim Valvano, 1946. I don't know. I'll mention Osama bin Laden. Not a good man, and got his comeuppance. Born on this day, 1957. They're gone, but not forgotten.
George Strait, If You Ain't Lovin', You Ain't Livin'. Mm-hmm. You could go with Travis Tritt with A Little Trouble, or Kenny Chesney, No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem.
I'm feeling Kenny-ish today.
W2PM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis.